when word of the attack finally does come through, the immediate reaction of Roosevelt and the men closest to him is of resolve, anger, some obvious sense of guilt. Then there's the finger pointing. You told us our Navy would be ready. You told us we were the best in the world. Roosevelt had a lot of enemies. They were immediately on the attack, looking for someone to blame. That put the president in a terrible situation and gave an immediate need to staunch the flow of blood. You're about to have to start to fight a war and fight it well, and you can't do it with a divided nation. So Roosevelt knew, and the men around him knew, that someone really was going to have to take the blame. There was immediately a presidential commission formed, but that commission's only mandate was to discover whether or not there had been dereliction of duty on the part of the commanders in Hawaii. There was no real sense of looking for anyone guilty of any degree of inappropriate behavior or negligence in Washington or elsewhere. And that was the mistake. That was the mistake in terms of the treatment of Kimmel and Short.
Our reading of Admiral Kimmel is that he was above all a man of integrity and honour, hence our title, A Matter of Honour.
But you could be a man of integrity and a man of honour and still be inefficient and still do the wrong
and
thing.
And still have got it wrong. But this was a man who told the truth, but not fight to get his reputation back while the nation was at war. He wanted his reputation back. He wanted to have another command.
Because he lost his 4 stars, for example.
He lost his 4 stars. He was forced into retirement, and if you read the messages, he wanted to be court-martialed, to be tried, so that he could prove that he had not been derelict in his duty, because the accusation of dereliction of duty was just about the worst accusation that you can throw at any officer, but let alone an officer of his distinction. This is a man that Roosevelt had called the greatest naval strategist of his time. It was an extraordinary come-down.
And he fought all his life. He died in 1968. He fought all his life after the war to get his reputation back. That fight has been continuing because you've spoken to his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Well, he fought to the end, and the family thought they had it cracked in the year 2000 when both houses of Congress resolved to request the president to posthumously restore the 4 stars to Admiral Kimmel. It was there, it's written in black and white, and the request went to the president, who was then President Bill Clinton, and he did nothing.
Segment 1.
When word of the attack finally does come through, the immediate reaction of Roosevelt and the men closest to him is of resolve, anger, some obvious sense of guilt. Then there's the finger pointing. You told us our Navy would be ready. You told us we were the best in the world. Roosevelt had a lot of enemies. They were immediately on the attack, looking for someone to blame. That put the president in a terrible situation and gave an immediate need to staunch the flow of blood. You're about to have to start to fight a war and fight it well, and you can't do it with a divided nation. So Roosevelt knew, and the men around him knew, that someone really was going to have to take the blame.
Segment 2.
There was immediately a presidential commission formed, but that commission's only mandate was to discover whether or not there had been dereliction of duty on the part of the commanders in Hawaii. There was no real sense of looking for anyone guilty of any degree of inappropriate behavior or negligence in Washington or elsewhere. And that was the mistake. That was the mistake in terms of the treatment of Kimmel and Short.
Our reading of Admiral Kimmel is that he was above all a man of integrity and honour, hence our title, A Matter of Honour.
But you could be a man of integrity and a man of honour and still be inefficient and still do the wrong
and
thing.
And still have got it wrong.
Segment 3.
But this was a man who told the truth, but not fight to get his reputation back while the nation was at war. He wanted his reputation back. He wanted to have another command.
Because he lost his 4 stars, for example.
He lost his 4 stars. He was forced into retirement, and if you read the messages, he wanted to be court-martialed, to be tried, so that he could prove that he had not been derelict in his duty, because the accusation of dereliction of duty was just about the worst accusation that you can throw at any officer, but let alone an officer of his distinction. This is a man that Roosevelt had called the greatest naval strategist of his time. It was an extraordinary come down.
Segment 4.
He fought all his life. He died in 1968. He fought all his life after the war to get his reputation back. That fight has been continuing because you've spoken to his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Well, he fought to the end, and the family thought they had it cracked in the year 2000 when both houses of Congress resolved to request the president to posthumously restore the 4 stars to Admiral Kimmel. It was there, it's written in black and white, and the request went to the president, who was then President Bill Clinton, and he did nothing.